welcome to episode 107 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. It always starts the same.
The Thinking Machine.
People get really excited.
I've got some film to illustrate this point, which I think will amaze you.
And optimistic.
I'm convinced that machines can and will think in our lifetime.
And there are concerns.
But what really worries me today is what's going to happen to us if machines can think.
Of one sort or another.
I don't think for a very long time we're going to have a difficult problem distinguishing a man from a robot. And I don't think my daughter will ever marry a computer.
Before the Perceptron, there was a program to make machines translate languages.
A $500,000 supercalculator, most versatile electronic brain known, translates Russian into English.
They were certain it could be done.
We should be able to do about, with a modern commercial computer, about 1 to 2 million words an hour.
They were certain it could be done soon.
If our experiments go well, then perhaps within 5 years or so.
They were certain that their machine could do it. And then, it didn't. Interest dried up. Funding dried up. Then came the Perceptron. And artificial neural networks. Again, there was a lot of enthusiasm.
Tomorrow, a preview of the future as it begins to take shape in the laboratories of the world.
And a lot of optimism.
I confidently expect that within a matter of 10 or 15 years, something will emerge from the laboratories which is not too far from the robot of science fiction fame.
And then, it stopped. Every now and then, in the history of artificial intelligence, there's a sudden drop in interest and funding. It's called an AI winter. Usually there's a fancy new technique with its own word. Markov learning. Neural networks. Expert systems. Fuzzy logic. Each time, it started with great energy and interest, and ended with disappointment. Lately, there's some interest in artificial intelligence.
No theoretical limitations on what it can do.
Some enthusiasm.
This new revolution, this second machine age.
And some concern.
It's important to ask, how are we going to use it?
A new technique has come along.
An AI technology known as deep learning.
Maybe this time, it's true. Maybe not. But if you look at the overall trend, despite the occasional AI winter, each time the new wave of interest has come along with better machinery. Each time, the new technique does a little bit more than it did last time. Solves harder problems, displays more complex behavior. Assuming something doesn't stop us, and assuming that the problem is solvable, we probably will solve it. AI winter has come before. Winter might come again. But when winter is here, remember, spring is coming.